Right. Composed on Westminster Bridge, September 3rd, 1802. This is Wordsworth. Wordsworth has written a sonnet here, 14-line poem. Sonnets are often love poems. Shakespeare famously wrote a lot of sonnets to his lover, two lovers, Mr. W.H. and a lady, dark lady. Here, though, Wordsworth, very interestingly, he's written a love poem to London. It contrasts hugely to what William Blake wrote. Wordsworth was travelling through London at this time on the way to France with his sister at this moment in time, and he stopped at dawn, and his sister actually wrote some very interesting notes in her diary about this, and he took these notes and developed them really into one of the most famous poems about London, celebrating its physical and spiritual beauty. Earth has not anything to show more fair. In other words, earth has not anything to show that's more beautiful. Fair meaning beautiful. So there's nothing more beautiful on earth, he says. Very extreme statement, isn't it? Dull would he be of soul who could pass by a sight so touching in its majesty. So he's saying that you'd be very dull of soul or of mind or sensibility to just walk by, pass by a sight that's so touching or so emotional, so beautiful, again, in its majesty, circle majesty, this abstract noun. He's saying that London looks majestic, looks like it's regal or king-like, queen-like. Let's judge exactly what he means as we read the next few lines. This city doth like a garment wear the beauty of the morning. So he's saying the city is wearing the beauty of the morning like a garment or a beautiful piece of clothing. Silent, bare, ships, towers, domes, theatres and temples lie open to the fields and to the sky. He has a list here, which is a very interesting list. It's silent, so the city is completely without noise. It's bare, naked, and that's interesting, isn't it? He almost seems to be personifying the city as a beautiful woman who is naked, possibly. Ships, towers, domes, theatres and temples lie. So we've got in that one line a beautiful picture of the skyline of 19th century London, and open to the fields, so it's stretching into the fields and to the sky. This is a time when London was small enough that you could actually see the fields in the distance from Westminster Bridge. Obviously you can't anymore. All bright and glittering in the smokeless air. Glittering is interesting, isn't it? That he says that the sunlight is sparkling, obviously, on the roofs, but also glittering is something that ties it into majesty, you know, like the glittering crown of a queen, or particularly, I think, possibly queen, isn't it? He never obviously says what gender the city is, but we have a sense, as I've said before, that this is a city is like a beautiful woman. This ends the first part of the poem, the first eight lines, and that's called an octet, so of a poem. He's very classically structured, this poem, and then the last section is the sestet, which is six lines, and it really sums up his message. Never did sun more beautifully steep in his first splendour valley, rock or hill. So sun, never in the whole history of the sun did so more beautifully steep or soak up a valley, rock or hill. In other words, the city is more beautiful than nature. It's more beautiful than valley, rock or hill. That's an extreme statement for Wordsworth, who was a nature worshipper. Okay. Never saw I, never felt a calm so deep. So he never felt so good, so relaxed, so wonderful. The river glideth at his own sweet will. So the river seems to have his own sort of freedom of movement. The river personified as a man there. Dear God, the very houses seem asleep. So the houses are personified as sleeping people. And all that mighty heart is lying still. So the mighty heart of the city is lying still. In other words, London was the centre of trade in the whole of the world at this time, and it's lying still at this moment. So it's like this giant that's asleep and is about to wake up. So in the last line is a sense of sort of threat after the beauty of the first section of the poem. And notice how still and will tie together, this key theme of the calmness of the city at this moment in dawn. Right, structure and theme. Well, this poem, the theme of the poem is the extreme beauty of London and the feelings that it creates in the author. It's structured as a sonnet because it's essentially a love poem to the city, and Wordsworth has decided to use the sonnet form to do this. The imagery again underlines the key theme, doesn't it, of the beauty of the city at this precise moment of time at dawn. And so it's full of visual imagery that summarizes that point. And there's some very interesting comparisons comparing the city to this rather beautiful lady, possibly, who's silent and bare, comparisons to the houses being like sleeping people, all of which makes us think about the city being this living organism.